Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 17. On this week's show, we're going to take a little bit of a break from the parks and talk about one of Walt Disney's most favorite hobbies.
All aboard! All aboard!
Tonight we're going to talk about Walt's interest and love of railroading. And when I say we discuss, that's kind of misnomer also, because unfortunately I'm alone tonight. It's just going to be Ed. We had some issues with Comcast, and for those that don't know, the way we record our shows is that we set up a time each week and get together over Skype. And basically I'll record the Skype calls, and then I'll do the editing and put it together and then put the show out. Unfortunately, with the way Comcast has gone this week, my internet was in and out, and we couldn't record a show altogether. So I figured I'd do a show about Walt and the railroading, and kind of what else tied it together was that we also received an email this week from Walt's Barn. Now, Walt's Barn is a part of the Carol Wood Foundation. For those that don't know, there's a society or foundation in California devoted to restoring and keeping the faith, I guess, with Walt and his railroading hobby. Now, it's kind of funny. I've read a lot of different interviews from the artists and people that worked at the studios from really early on, from the 30s and 40s and such. And it's always kind of funny to hear how these different things start. One of the early ones in the 30s was polo. Believe it or not, Walt played polo, you know, had his own set of horses. They went down to a certain part of Hollywood. They actually played with Hollywood stars. I'm trying to think who they were. I want to say Spencer Tracy, definitely, and there were a couple others, and they played, and a couple of the artists also played polo with him, too. It was the in thing to do, because Walt wanted to do it. Well, something else that Walt got interested in the early 50s was railroading. Basically, what you could do is you could put a little model railroad in your backyard. I think it's a 1/8 scale, I want to say, and basically what you could do is set it up in the gardens in the backyard. Really funny, though. And kind of a coincidence, I just saw one of those sci-fi channel shows on how they make things, and it was about backyard, they call it garden railroading. So what people do that have extensive yards is they could set up a railroad, make it to that scale, and do a lot of different things. What was cool is that in the 50s, Walt set that up in his backyard. I think they were in Hombe Hills, California, and I think Carrollwood is devoted to the name of the street they might have been on, and it was the Carrollwood Pacific Railroad. A couple minutes ago, I mentioned how Walt found railroading as a hobby. Well, it was a hobby at this point of his life. If you've read any of the biographies or heard any of the interviews, Walt always talks about how when he was growing up in his teens, they worked on the railroad. Basically, what would happen is the boys would get on at one station and start selling things to people and basically get off of the other station, and I think they would just come back and they would work that route all the time. I'm not sure how good that was to make money. I can't imagine it was great. But it was something they had to do to support the family. So now, almost 40 years later, it seems like railroading was the next hobby for Walt. After polo and a couple of years of doing well with the company, he saw that Ward Kimball, now I think it was Ward Kimball, had the first one in his backyard, and he saw the setup Ward had and thought it was such a great thing that he wanted it for himself. So with Roger Brogy's help, he basically set up a railroad in his backyard. Worked on it a lot, and pretty much fine-tuned it for what he wanted. And there was even a tunnel on the property, which was pretty cool considering you're sitting on a little railroad engine as you're going around the yard. So that tunnel had to be a substantial investment of time and money to put it in. But it does sound super fun. Ward was one of Walt's 9 old men, and I believe Ollie Johnston also had a railroad in his backyard. In fact, I'm sure he did, because I did remember hearing a lot of different references of younger artists going out to visit some of these guys and taking rides on the railroad with their family. It seemed like that was a common event where people would be invited back for parties or for celebrations for whatever reason, and the railroad would always be kind of the center of the celebration. The kids definitely loved it. You could tell by the way these guys talked about it. Now, back to the present. We received a letter from Kathy from the Walt Disney Barn, and what we wanted to do was kind of talk about the barn and everything that's involved with it. Walt's barn is the barn that was in the backyard of his house. Now, this barn was used for him to hang out with his friends. It was used as a workshop and basically to let him tinker around when he was home, when he did have time to do that, I guess. When the house was sold, the people that bought the house realized that the entire house had to actually be torn down. I forget actually what the damage was, but they had to tear the house down, and they decided, or were smart enough to say, that, hey, you know what, the barn in the back is probably something worth keeping. And Diane Disney got involved, and she had somebody store the barn for a number of years, kind of just putting it aside somewhere until they had an opportunity to set it up. Well, they finally did, and the barn is back set up again with a lot of different things inside of it that is pretty much all dedicated toward Walt Disney and in the train in the backyard. So it's very cool, and they have a really great website. Now, the Carolwood Foundation has their main website, and part of that is Walt's barn. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get out to California anytime soon to see this in person. However, from the pictures on the website, this looks like an incredible find. There are so many different items in here related to Walt and the interest in trains, and it looks like a lot of different people that helped him out with that. It almost looks like an iron spike room on steroids. That iron spike room they have over at the Wilderness Lodge, that's just one room of a couple photographs and I think one or two of the cars from the train from Walt's house. But this is just incredible. There's an engine in there. There's the layout of the entire yard. It looks like a really nice diorama. And actually some tracks that were originally from Walt's Railroad. So they have those mounted in there too. Definitely looks like a fun place to visit. The barn itself is set up on the edge of Griffith Park, right off of Zoo Drive in Los Angeles. The park itself has the barn, and it also has Ollie Johnston's railroad. I mentioned that earlier, and it's really cool to find out that they were able to salvage the railroad out of his yard and be able to use it again. So I understand you can take rides on that. They also have the station from Ollie's yard, which has been fully restored, and it's on display there too. And it looks like they're getting ready to put something new on display. It's Retlaw 1, which is an old combine car. Now, the way they explain a combine car is that it was part for passengers and part for cargo. So I guess it was broken up into two halves. And in fact, when Walt would sell his products, he would sell to the passengers, and then he would go and hang out in the baggage part of the cars, I guess. And the site itself talks about how Walt would then make friends with guys running the railroad and sometimes be invited up into the engine. And he'd learn all about running a steam engine from up there. So, hard work as a kid, but it sounds really, really exciting. Especially when you think about it, in that time of the century, a steam train or the trains themselves were basically the airlines. So, to be able to become friends with the engineer or the pilot and be able to maybe even fly every so often, or in Walt's case, drive a train, wow, incredible. Very, very fun. Walt's barn is open the third Sunday of every month. And the hours are 11 to 3 p.m. Admission, parking, both free. They do have guided tours. You'll have to check out the website and give them a call and find out about information about that. I do remember seeing a YouTube video of somebody giving a tour. So it looks like it's definitely somebody from the Carolwood Pacific Historical Society. So I'm saying very accredited people would give tours. And it's a really interesting tour if you want to check out YouTube for it. I'll try to put a link on the Facebook page later on. As far as special guests go, the Disney Barn looks like they'll have a lot of good ones. The last guest they had was Mindy Johnson, and she wrote a book called Tinkerbell and Evolution, and she had a book signing at the barn, so it sounds like they're going to definitely have some people in there that'll give us some great information. So something to look forward to. So something I'm going to be passing on to everybody as soon as I get information And then periodically you'll see on the Facebook page, and then eventually on the website that we're still trying to put together, you'll hear more information about Waltz Barn as it comes out. So that's it for this week's show, show number 17 of the Disney Nerds podcast. We apologize for it being so short. We apologize for seeming so lonely with just me here. And next week, I'm sure that we'll have all our problems fixed. If you want to give us an email and let us know what you thought of the show, or if you have any ideas for future shows, please email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. Again, thank you everyone for listening. Anybody out in California, definitely check out Waltz Barn and the Carrollwood Pacific Railroad Foundation. They're always looking for members, and they always look like they have some really great events, so check them out. Their web address is www.carrollwood.org. You can find all the information about Waltz Barn, Retlaw 1, Ollie's Railroad, at the Carrollwood Foundation site. So, that's it for this week, and we'll see you next time. Kungaloosh.
Picture. Let's go! 1, 2, 3, 4.
All aboard! All aboard!
With your storm? Okay, cut, lights.